I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
So early.
Maddox, come on. It's Christmas morning.
Why do I have to get up at 8 a.m.? It's freaking...
Okay, can you at least not gritty down the stairs? It's dangerous.
Not dangerous.
Fast.
Why can't I just open my gifts? Why?
Maddox, not everything needs to be in a big rush. We're going to open them one at a time this year.
Okay? I don't give a crap what Aunt Kathy has.
Wash your mouth on Christmas Day. Tell Aunt Kathy you love her. Say it.
Love you, Aunt Kathy.
Louder.
Love you, Aunt Kathy. I freaking love you. Oh my God.
Maddox, come on, open your stocking up.
I don't. I want to open my gift. The stocking's lame. You just put gum and crap in there.
Okay, so...
Or Santa does. I don't need chapstick.
Yes, you do.
I don't want chapstick.
Your lips look like a baboon's butt last winter.
That's so mean. I'm hungry.
No, Maddox, get out of there. You're not snacking before your grandma's famous green bean casserole.
Oh my... How long's she gonna make that for? I don't want it.
It's probably as long as she's alive.
Hopefully that's not much longer.
Maddox!
She gives me 20 bucks! She's a cheap one!
Christmas is getting closer, and hope everyone is ready, especially the parents of middle schoolers. What age, Jake, were you like, it switched from being the most exciting, glorious morning of your whole life into don't care that much?
Until, like, I want to sleep in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably, what is that age? 13 or so?
Maybe.
I think it comes with the hormones.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Katie? You have a lot of hormones.
Sure do. But I'm the oldest. I'm one of the oldest. So I think I had to keep the tradition alive of like getting up early. And so I was a good sport and like still was like super excited to wake up early with my little brothers and stuff.
Best big sister.
Because I'm amazing. Yes,
yeah. Well, great.
Obviously.
Sounds like you're on the good list.
Does she mean one of the oldest in this room?
Yes, she.
I'm one of the oldest.
She's talking about me. She's like, "Come on, Trey, Christmas," and she gets me excited.
And you're gritting down the stairs.
Yes.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, pretty accurate.
We're back with Correct Opinions. Thank y'all for listening. We're getting close to the end of the year. Like, subscribe, give us 5 stars. That's our Christmas gift. That's our Christmas list to you. So thank you, and enjoy today's episode. Let's roll the music.
Correct Opinions.
Literally.
Good job.
I'm even getting victimized on my Instagram now. I just posted a story. I mean, I got 1,000 DMs or like literally.
Victimized. Huh?
I noticed victimized. You did it during your show this weekend too.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I guess I just get going too fast?
Yeah.
I literally. Mm-hmm. Okay. Call it out. I'm not going to do it this rest of this episode.
All right. Let's hear it.
Can you believe there's like 2 weeks left of this year? Three?
The way I look at it is there's only like 4 more weeks of NFL regular season football.
And
that's where I'm like, geez.
I was listening to podcasts and they're like, that's the end of week 14. And I was like, there's only 18 weeks of the football season. It's almost over.
Army Navy already played.
I saw this clip. Did y'all ever see this? I never did. I saw this tweet and they're like, every year for Army Navy, I think of this clip. I won't do it justice. I'm going to play it. It's when Trump attended the Navy Army.
Yeah.
I don't know about
okay,
this.
Okay, Derek's seen it. You guys haven't seen it. This is, let me see if I can find it. Oh, I know. It's on my phone. He attended it, a handful of years ago. And
when he was president?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me find it. So he's getting interviewed before the game. They're like, you know, thanks for being here. What do you think? I can't find it. Derek, would you? Yep. Oh, I found it.
So, why did you decide to attend this particular game?
Today?
Yeah.
I just love the armed forces, love the folks. The spirit is so incredible. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily the best football, but it's very good. But boy, do they have spirit, more than anybody. It's beautiful.
Boy, do they have spirit.
Oh, he just can't, he just got to be honest. Can't help him. Not the best football. I mean,
he likes passing.
Boy, they have spirit. They have spirit.
Donald Trump, not a fan of the triple option, I guess.
No, a little more excitement would be nice.
And he wants to see air raid offense.
Okay, let's get to some videos, comments from fans. Send in your videos to the Correct Opinions Instagram, your questions, your comments. And this was, someone DM'd us a funny message referring to the Judge Jake segment about Katie's new sleeping problems, which we have an update.
Oh, yeah. Was this where the compromise was you will wear sleeves like what for a cat to claw
yes.
on? Yeah.
And we need Amazon those ASAP.
We haven't bought those.
While we had shows in Des Moines, Iowa all weekend. Thank you. You guys sold out 6 shows. Unbelievable. And so I was there the first couple nights by myself, and then Katie joined for a couple nights for the weekend, and she just showed up. Was supported, and then I think she supported me so much, she was so excited that she kept us up till 3 in the morning just flailing. And I don't make it better, because I'm like, do not move again. And so now she's like, of course, now she has no choice but to move, because her brain is so so someone sent a DM and said, hey, Trey, Jake, Katie, and family man Derek,
all right,
love the podcast. I look forward to it every week. I sit in an open space between two offices, so it's safe to say, you know, I've got to be careful about laughing too loud and looking like a psychopath. That Judge Jake segment with Trey explaining Katie's feet with his hands and wrists just made me lose it. I had to stop for a few minutes. It's too relatable. I also do a thing with my feet in bed, and my husband hates it. For some reason, I have to have my feet touching his, but he cannot have me touching him, or he can't sleep.
And sometimes riddle.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even realize it. So she says, I came across a video just saying, like, tell me you have a wife without telling me you have a wife. And I asked my husband to answer this, and he said, the pillows in the room. We have 50 pillows. His answer made me laugh. So Trey, if you had to tell someone you had a wife without telling him, what would your answer be? We don't have a pillow problem.
We don't.
Which is, I guess, nice. You've shown flashes that luckily you've responded when you're like, let's get a couple more pillows. And I go, no, why? And you've luckily not followed through with that. I think, but now it's just the purchasing, right, fellas? And now with a baby on the way, I mean, this guy, our future son, has the most robust wardrobe you've ever seen. Is this normal? I feel like he has 50 outfits. She's like, I come home. She's like, look at this cute matching set I found. It's like a graphic knitted sweater with like mountains on it with like a sleek brown trouser. Like, yeah. I don't think we need this.
He's ready for like a Patagonia photo shoot.
He really is. Yeah.
Not
Balenciaga.
Yeah, no. I don't really know what's normal of how many outfits. I mean,
I don't either.
They outgrow something every like 3 months. So all the clothes you see in the closet are for his whole first year of life, where he will outgrow them every couple of months. So I don't know. Let us know. What's normal? How many outfits should I have per size? I don't know. Yeah.
I think our son has more outfits than Jake.
That's not cool of your son.
Yeah.
To show me up like that.
That's offensive. You all follow the YouTube. Leave your comments there. We always love the comment. Any good comments on?
Yeah, we got a few. I liked Matthew said, The Royals chat, like the Royal Family chat, was absolutely perfect. I'm Australian with a British girlfriend. I think this conversation would have made her head pop off.
Does Australia have a Royal Family? Is it
just, yes.
They do, right?
I have no idea. Yeah, I'm just going to make something up.
No. I think it's, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
the highest mate, I think is what it's called.
The highest mate.
Yeah.
And it's just the guy who just surfs the longest. And then the Duke is a kangaroo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's that. I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
People liked the Prince Andrew Epstein jokes. Thank you. Someone commented, it is literally 3:20 in the morning. I'm up watching this. That's offensive, but also thank you. And some are saying Katie might be the stand-in Gen Z girl.
Oh.
With all your knowledge of The Crown.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, what can I say? I'm just young at heart.
Do you know what Riz means?
Yeah. We talked about it here.
You were just making sure you're paying attention.
Yeah. You fall asleep in class.
So yeah, we had great shows all week. Yeah, go like, subscribe to the YouTube. Hit us up on the Instagram. We just got back from great old Iowa. Of course, Jake performed all weekend as well. And the people of Iowa, they came out and supported, man.
I had a lot of fun this weekend performing. I feel like as a tandem, as a duo, we nailed it.
Thank you.
Doesn't it feel like we gave them a show.
Yeah, good. We like to start doing this. We did this a couple shows ago. We kind of forgot to do it with Corpus Christi, but we want to give a recap. And so we're gonna show a moment, one of our favorite moments of the weekends that we can show you without giving away our material.
Yeah, yeah, a little crowd work moment.
Do you want me to go first? You?
You will go first because you have the only clip.
Oh, really? Okay, great. This was me talking to someone in the audience. Also, shout out to the Funny Bone in Des Moines. I'm just now realizing the beautiful garland.
They had it decorated very nicely.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. It's like my second or third show. I started calling it out.
Did anyone grow up here? Did anyone grow up homeschooled here? Okay, we have the homeschool table over here. All right, what's your name, sir?
Noah.
Perfect.
Yes, dude. That's a real deal homeschool kid.
Love it, Noah. All right, who do you got on your arc here today? Who you got? These your wife and sisters? Okay, wife, sister. Oh, hello. Okay, sister, what's your name?
Rachel.
Yeah. If you know your Bible, that also checks out. A lot of you heard of Noah's Ark, half of you haven't read the rest. That's great. Okay, Noah and Rachel, you grew up homeschooled together. How long? All the way?
Through high school.
Since high school, yeah. You look old. He's like, I'm 26, but I'm not being homeschooled right now. Just want to make that clear. All the way through high school, great. And then did you go to college, go to work?
Iowa State, okay.
There you go. So homeschool to Iowa State. How was that transition? Pretty, yeah. Rocks the boat a little bit.
Nice.
All right, that's good. Shout out, Noah. I've enjoyed, I've done that a few times because it's this bit I'm working on, and I'll always talk to homeschool people. Homeschool kids, great, just give you great ammunition.
I know, that's great, so smart of you to do that.
Yeah, thanks. It's worked out. I kind of stumbled into that, but I think that we showed a clip a while back where I asked a kid, and he was like bragging that he lost his virginity when he was 16. I was like, oh, homeschool. Another show, a guy said he dropped out of homeschool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was
my favorite one, for sure.
So that breeded some funny combos. So
yeah, he dropped out. Was there. And you called him, is that the same guy you called a serial killer?
Oh yeah, he's like, I dropped out to work at a meat locker. And I was just like, this guy has committed crimes. None of that makes sense. But I don't know. Noah, thanks for being a good sport, Noah. I think. I don't know. He didn't look pleased with me by the end of it, which is always, you come to a comedy show and I feel like most of the time people are good sports, but.
There was a guy, I think two nights ago, first guy I call on, hey, what's your name, sir? He's like, Chuck. And I was like, what do you do for a living? Construction, asphalt. And it sounded like that Key and Peele skit where they're talking like, you know, Kadarius, Malarius,
yeah.
Ohio State.
Dentist, teeth.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, where are you from? He says some town I've never heard of in Iowa. And I was like, okay, never heard of that. What are they known for? And he's like, football. I was like, at what level? I've never heard of them.
Brett Favre? You
know, known for football. Green Bay is known for football.
Oh, and then Derek came out to show. Thanks for showing up, Derek.
Gotta talk about this.
Him and his wife. And, you know, you're on stage, the lights, you can barely see the people in the audience. And, like, your wife, was she, because I, for whatever I was asking, I think I asked
if anyone expecting.
Was pregnant. Yes.
Yeah.
So your wife's, you know, family man, of course. He's impregnates her all the time. And he's got several now. And was she, like, it's funny because she probably didn't realize I was about to then converse with her. So she was just probably like, woo, I'm pregnant. And then
her
I was like, what's your name?
Sister pointed at her.
Oh, that's
she was going to kind of keep it low key a little bit. But then her sister's like, ah, she's pregnant.
Yeah. And so I was like, what's your name? She's like, you know, she says her name. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And then I noticed her get awkward. So I was teasing her. And then I put it together like, oh, that's Derek's wife's name. I think I can kind of make out Derek's silhouette. And
she looked at me in panic. She knew you were. you were looking for material and like, yeah.
So that was great.
Yeah.
She did great. It was fun to realize halfway through. I was like, oh, I'm terrorizing Derek's wife right now on accident.
That was awesome. But
we have plants at every show. Like I'm there constantly feeding you guys.
If not Derek, it's somebody else. Yeah. Making sure we have a good show. Totally.
Someone related to Derek is always there. So they were awesome shows. We are going to Orlando in like a month. We added a show because y'all are selling that out. And that's it's the last show for a bit because I've got to like make sure a baby doesn't, you know, die. So I've got to like take care of it.
Right.
And then we'll be back on the road. Mm-hmm. So get ready for new tour dates. Probably the start of the year we're going to announce a big...
Start of 2023, the year? Okay, gotcha.
Let the recties know a little early. We just got the rough draft of the big nationwide tour for next year. Boy, am I excited.
Leg one. Who knows how many legs it'll have?
Yeah, who knows?
It only said leg one.
Mm-hmm. And so getting very excited, working on this new material. I think y'all love it. So see you in Orlando. Then I'm going to make sure Katie births the kid.
Make sure you're there. I think
I will be there.
Yeah.
I will be present for it.
Yep. Great.
Excited. I'm excited to not travel for a few months. Three months, no travel. 2.5 months, no travel.
Yeah.
I mean.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
It'd be very different. If you guys are wondering whether or not you should come to a show, the critics have spoken. The reviews are in. Quote by Steve Triplett. I liked Trey's.
Thanks, Steve.
So there you have it.
You know,
that should move the needle.
I like that. Is pretty. Yeah, thank you, man. Thanks for sharing that with me.
That means a lot.
I did notice old Mr. Triplett to my left as I was up there. I saw him, and I did enjoy glancing his way every now and then, and I'd see a bit of enjoyment on his face.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, that means a lot to me. Because there's, you know, there's random people in this crowd. They like it. Jake Triplett's father likes it. That's a nice nod of approval.
Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
Stamp of approval.
Or you had another with someone's Rachel's family or something who was like, you know, honestly, I did not want to be here.
Oh,
but
yeah. It was like a kind of a distant relation to Rachel. Her sister-in-law's stepdad was like, I'll be honest, I did enjoy it, but I was not looking forward to coming here. I was like, well.
And you said, you were like, honestly, that's like a great review.
Yeah, that is good to know, I guess. Like even those guys typically who get dragged here, we can still make them have a good time.
Yeah. Or to enjoy something as you're going, you're like, I do not want to be here and end up enjoying it is a tough task. Because as a man, I'll be honest, even if I might enjoy it, I won't admit it to anyone. I'll take it to my grave.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, how was it? And you're like, ah, fine. I mean, I didn't really want to go. But deep down, you're like, it's like Squidward with like Krabby Patties.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pride thing. Everyone know that?
Good reference.
Thank you. You guys, you didn't see it either, Katie, did you?
No, I mean, I watch a couple.
SpongeBob, there's a heck of a Krabby Patty. He loves Krabby Patty. SpongeBob's like, I'll never eat one of those. And he secretly tries a bite and he secretly loves them, but he will never admit it. And he finds access into the Krabby Patty vault and he eats so much and he ends up looking like Lizzo by the end of it. Straight to his thighs.
Nice.
And he's also musically talented. He plays the clarinet.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, great shows. We'll see you in Orlando. Moving right along, big news of the week, Brittany Griner.
She's yeah,
back
that's everywhere.
In a big way. Is she, when's she going to play basketball?
I don't know. I saw
no news on that front.
I saw some headline, didn't click on it, didn't care, but it said Griner dunks in first basketball workout in 10 months.
She still got it.
Guess so. They fed her well out there.
Of course, like with everything, nothing can happen ever again where we can agree on, which is kind of depressing, but
yeah.
I didn't even realize. I just thought like she's coming back. That's probably good, right? But of course, it's more complicated than that. We gave away the Merchant of Death, which is a cool nickname.
I mean, I haven't really looked into this guy, but I'm sure he's probably earned it. Mm-hmm. Whatever he's done to earn that nickname.
I've heard he's gotten right back to work. I saw something. He was like, "What's going on in Ukraine? How do I make this worse?"
I don't think that's funny.
I don't think it is either. What do you mean? What was that comment?
He got back to work, the Merchant of Death?
Yes, I'm not kidding.
He's actually freed. You're not kidding? You saw a headline that said that?
Yes.
Oh.
What do you think he's doing? He's like, take me to Mexico. I need a refreshment.
Maybe.
He's back to being a death merchant.
Maybe he learned his lesson.
It's pregnancy brain.
So he really is just completely just like...
He's for free, right?
Forgiven.
Derek knows this.
Yeah, I saw the Ukraine headline too, that he wants to get like straight to work with that.
Yes.
Which is kind of not good.
Right. And also not funny. And that Katie was correct in saying that. Yeah, I don't, and then I guess there's some other guy that's locked up that they're, so people were fired up. Like, why aren't we freeing this guy?
It's like a U.S. Marine, I think. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, I can't believe we, I guess also Brittany Griner won't like stand for the national anthem or something. And so everyone's like, why would we?
Because they cut her legs off her.
Because for the U.S.
beforehand.
Yes, beforehand.
Well, yeah, that's people go to like.
Yeah.
Which, you know, like it does like age poorly country. When you're like, okay, I kind of need your help, U.S. But I mean, people are like, she hates America. That's what you get. It's like, well, yeah. I like not standing for the anthem is one thing, but should all those people be locked up in Russia? I don't know if
that probably doesn't justify it. our opener this weekend was trying to talk politics with Katie and I while you're on stage one time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He was a great guy. Dan, the man, if you were there, you saw him. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Red suit. Well,
yeah, he did ball out in the red suit one night. Which
yeah,
I
red velvet suit for Derek.
What was he saying?
Everybody got that. Just the whole Griner thing. I think we were talking about that. And like Katie and I were kind of talking to him, just like, and we don't know that much about politics. Yeah. But I was like, I didn't know you could trade humans.
Yeah.
Mm. Like once that's on the table, I mean, what's stopping us?
I mean,
us?
No one should ever go to Russia again, right? They should be like, oh, you're kind of important. We're going to go ahead and capture you now. Trade you.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, what kind of precedent does it set where it's like, ooh. Oh, yeah, the U.S., they'll give you anything.
When you were on
Russia, an American.
Yeah, when you were on Russia's Got Talent, man.
That's a little
scary. They should have snagged you and traded you for...
I got in and out.
Do you think they could have traded you for the Merchant of Death? Or what do you think's your trade
What's
value?
What's my trade value?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is interesting to think about.
Katie, is this funny or no?
Yeah, this is.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll let you know, like, next time it's not.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. We almost fought live on the podcast. That was great.
He's like,
all right.
Are you too? How's your energy level over there?
I don't know, honestly.
you look like you might doze off, if I'm being honest. But hang in there. But yeah, what's your trade value? You know.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This is 2017, so it's not real high.
Sure, sure.
Looking back, you know, I'm trying to think of the headline.
But some people trade on pure, what's your ceiling, right?
Yeah, yeah. You futures.
Know? Mm-hmm.
Because the headline would read, I'm trying to think how it fits in a newspaper article. Like, U.S.
Goblin,
comma, small.
Raw talent.
Roommate of pro juggler, captured. Period. Russia offers.
Wait, why were you captured, though? That's a
because he's got
part.
Value. What would you do wrong?
Yeah, what would you do wrong to get captured?
The only thing I could think of that I might have done wrong is in Russia is eat McDonald's for every meal. You're like, all right, you got to leave some for the poor people. You can't stop. You can't just keep eating McDonald's.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they had bone-in chicken wings
mm-hmm.
at the McDonald's in Russia, and I just kept coming back. So yeah. I got thrown in for that.
But you got accused of eating the bones.
They don't like that.
Yeah.
I think I could have gone for, I don't know if it's a big, like, war criminal. I don't think they have a nickname like Merchant of Death, but maybe like a... Like an athlete of theirs that we captured. Like, you know what?
Maybe a small gymnast or something.
You can have your backstroke individual medleyist back.
Okay.
Something like that. An Olympic
athlete. Yeah, I think that you have that value for sure.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I tell you, if I got traded for Olympic athlete, my dad would be proud. He'd say, I liked it.
Yeah, let's go to McDonald's to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah, it is funny. I remember there's an old Will Ferrell movie, Semi-Pro. There was a funny joke in that movie where they traded like a point guard for a washing machine and they're doing like a funny like press conference. And it's like, yeah, you know, we looked at the roster in Montreal, you know, they were kind of looking to deal and we had an extra washing machine. And so we thought, hey, you know, let's just pull the trigger. And now it's funny to like, you could do that country to country. Like we can just trade people for people, goods to people.
If if something like that happens and the drama of like everyone's disagreements is as bad as it is, at least meme culture is as good as it is. I think we'd be nowhere without the memes.
Yeah.
You got guys saying like Brittany Griner better put up some serious numbers to uphold this trade value.
Yeah.
I mean, the poor girl, I mean, obviously everyone's happy she's not in a dadgum Russian prison, but yeah, she's going to get a lot of meme hits over the rest of her NBA career. WNBA.
Probably. It is kind of a bummer for her. Like, I mean, obviously she kind of broke the Russian law and it wasn't a massive deal. But yeah, now everyone like doesn't like her because of what we had to give up.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, I didn't tell them to give the Merchant of Death up.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm worth that much.
Yeah. Well, see how that unfolds. So in lighter news, this was an excellent moment in Olive Garden when you're there, your family.
Always.
We love this. And this is, Derek, you said this was nearby here? It was in a nice
It just Kansas, says Kansas. I'm nice guessing Kansas City. Cause.
And so a Kansas Olive Garden sent this out to employees. Attention all team members. Our call-offs are occurring at a staggering rate, which means people call, like not show up to work, right? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what a call-off is.
Yeah. From now on, if you call off, you might as well go out and look for another job. We are no longer tolerating any excuse. If you're sick, you need to prove it to us. If your dog died, you need to bring him in and prove it to us.
Oh my gosh.
Which I don't mind. There's just piles of dead dogs in the back.
Ew.
But they get off work.
They get off work, yeah. That's great. That follows the health codes. If your dog, if it's a family emergency and you can't say, too bad, go work somewhere else. If you only want morning shifts, too bad, go work at a bank. That's so funny. If anyone from here on out calls out more than once in the next 30 days, you will not have a job. Do you know? This just started going off. Do you know my 11 and a half years at Olive Garden, how many days I've called off? Zero. I came in sick. I think my dad might have wrote this. I got in a wreck literally on my way to work. I got in a wreck on my way to work. Airbags went off. My car was totaled. But you know what? I made it to work on time.
Yes.
No excuses. Us, collectively as a management team, have had enough. If you don't want to work here, don't. It's as simple as that. And if you're here and want to work, then work. No more complaining about not being able to leave early. You're in the restaurant business. Do you think I want to be here until midnight on Friday, Saturday? No. I'd much rather be at home with my husband and dog, who's not dead. They did say that. Go to the movies or seeing family, but I don't. I'm dedicated, as you should. No more excuses. I hope you choose to still work here. Thank you for your time, and thank you for those who come in every day on time and work hard. I wish more were like you.
Sounds like Deion Sanders.
Yeah, Deion Sanders just got hired at the Olive Garden management. This is a classic boomer to the younger generation message. He's had enough, and it's a little much, but in theory, yeah, if you're like, hey, my dog ate my homework, how do we prove this? Hey, my dog's died, I can't come in. Can you at least send a photo of it, you know, of the corpse?
Yeah. I can't believe this is Olive Garden. This is so serious.
They're about to just like not have any employees is what it's coming down to.
I doubt this was effective at, you think all these employees working hourly are like, you know what? It's time we pull our weight.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. They're just going to quit and find another job.
It's time to hand out the breadsticks a little quicker. Unlimited.
Yeah, what's keeping them working there instead of some other just like chain restaurant getting paid the exact same and they don't have to bring their dead dog in?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
From now on, the rest of their life, when they look for jobs, it's like, I would love a remote job. This is what I would like to get paid. And if my dog ever dies, I want to be able to just like bury it myself. I don't have to put it in your dumpster.
Yeah, like our breadsticks are unlimited, but your dog's time on earth isn't. Bury it and get back to work. Wow. If I bring my, all these tweets.
They're getting roasted, but then ran with State Farm to Olive Garden.
Oh, State Farm.
Yeah.
State Farm responded to the tweet that's going viral as for obvious reasons. And they're saying those PJs are postatively amazing. It's a little kid. Is Olive Garden, are they friends with State Farm? Do they tweet their like fellow corporations? Like, we need some backup.
I would not want to run a company's Twitter. I would have no idea like who are we supposed to be friends with and what is our relationship? Like, I feel like it's just very tricky to do that.
I also feel like very different employees they have. State Farm, it's like you are probably have a salary and you're...
But they love those. And you got to be careful. I mean, the only thing they replied in there was like, we love those children and those BJs. It's like,
that's
okay.
That's
time out.
All right. State Farm. Chill out.
Should we go to Olive Garden soon? Should we go to this one specifically?
I do think Olive Garden is underrated. And I do... Remember one time, Kane and I went to a... Well, this place is still delicious, but we did have a... Because we don't live in the burbs yet.
Oh, yet.
We're going to go out to the burbs, aren't we?
We are?
So we had one night where I said, you know what? I want this little Torchy's Tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. Nice chain out in the depths of the burbs. And we just had a nice suburban night. Mm-hmm. There's a nice, cute families running around.
Yep. It was nice.
Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you just got to pack it up, go into Texas Roadhouse, treat yourself.
That does sound
fun. Eat 12 rolls.
Garlic butter.
I mean, this is right up Jake's alley.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went to Roadhouse?
It's been a while. But yeah, I mean, basically all I ate yesterday was bread, and it was awesome.
Would you walk us through it?
Went to a cute little brunch spot in Des Moines with my family, Rachel's family, and I had like just woken up. I don't enjoy eating a ton of big breakfast, so I just had some toast. My mom, this is where I get it from, had ordered the pancake. So I also had a little bit of pancake from her. Then lunch, we go to a spot to watch NFL Sunday games with the family still. And I see something on the menu that I've never seen. This might be my new favorite appetizer, just so everyone knows. New appetizer just dropped. It is garlic Hawaiian rolls.
Oh.
It was awesome.
Hawaiian rolls are crazy. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they were so warm and so buttery.
There's got to be a study that comes out one day on Hawaiian rolls that... You know, anything that's too good to be true. They're like, these things give you, you know, melanoma or something. You're like, I don't know how.
They might, and it might be worth it.
It might. They are unbelievable. Any sandwich with Hawaiian rolls on it, I'm game. I'll order it.
It was so good. So it was like buttered on the inside. The top had like a garlic and Parmesan spread on it. I'm not kidding. I think I had, you know, they give it to you in that full, like, I don't know, like dish of Hawaiian rolls, like in the big bag that it comes in. And I think I had 9 of them.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're just melting in my hand, in my mouth. I mean, I just couldn't stop. And I was pretty full for a while. And like 3 p.m. hits. I'm like, wow, all I've had is bread today.
It was. We went around Des Moines to try to eat. It's hard to eat any very bread forward city, I feel like. I think anywhere we went, it was tough for me not to consume a large amount of bread. The comedy club's food was really good for a comedy club. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had nachos and... They had a nice salmon, which I had the first 2 nights. And I was like, okay, I think I'm good on the salmon.
I went 3 for my first 3 nights.
Oh, good for you.
Salmon and mashed potatoes.
Wow.
Heck of a mashed potato.
Yeah.
It's amazing just in this country in general. I'm trying to do more of like a meat focus because, you know, it feels like a good way to be healthy. It's like if you get the protein, it satiates you, fills you up.
Yeah.
Lean. And it's amazing how difficult it is sometimes to just find meat easily.
I think it is way harder to find vegetables.
Do you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't. It's close. I went to Jersey Mike's. They loaded that up with vegetables and bread. Not a lot of meat. Jersey Mike's.
I see.
Katie, what do you eat for breakfast?
Same thing every morning.
Since being pregnant, before I was pregnant, I kind of just, it varied a lot. But I try to get a nice, like, you know, solid breakfast in, and so I do oatmeal pretty much every morning right now.
Really?
Oatmeal with chia seeds, flax seeds, almond butter, some sort of fruit, just really load up the nutrients.
She's gonna see the baby puke once and it'll look exactly like her breakfast and she'll never eat it again. Looks putrid.
After I'm done being pregnant, I mean it's just a really, it's quick, it's easy, it's filling.
That's true.
That's, yeah.
Is it quick? You can whip all that up pretty quickly yourself?
Yeah, I just do instant oatmeal that microwave 2 minutes.
Cool. Does this happen to Recti, the female Recti's? Does this happen? Katie, who is, she had like a moment a couple months ago. She's like, do you think your mom thinks I'm like domestic enough? I was like, it's what? Yes. I think we all know certain women who like naturally, even before they're married or have kids, like I'm baking treats for everyone or like. Look at this decoration of this house. They just love that stuff. Mm-hmm. Katie, not her deal. She would just eat the same thing every day. Or
before I married Trey, I ate kale and eggs for every meal.
Yeah, wow.
That's, that's probably what they served Griner over there. She, yeah, it's just that she wasn't worried about all that stuff. But the hormones are real. Remember, you were surprised. She showed up in Des Moines with a Tupperware full of cookies. Baked cookies.
Oh, yeah.
She's like,
some
cookies for you guys. I was like, why? It freaked me out.
They were,
even Jake was like, what made you do that?
Yeah, I was like, you don't normally do this, do you?
And I got home late last night from the last show, and she went home earlier, and she had made an entire, like, from scratch chicken noodle soup.
Wow.
So there's things happening in there. That's really, it's a beautiful thing. And I swear, I'm able to, like, mount TVs easily now. Wow. Something just starts happening to the body.
Now they're becoming parents, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll spread mulch. I don't care anymore.
That is beautiful. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
I have to make a video about that someday.
What's this? You guys saw this clip here, Earthquake Bed.
Yeah.
This has been going around. What is this?
Got my attention on Twitter. Let me ask you this, Trey. You know how you were, you wanted to move to California, but you're like, what if an earthquake kills me in my sleep?
Right. That's why I'm here.
Well, happy to say, might have to sell the house. Got a little solution for you.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Introducing the earthquake bed. During tremors, it could save your life.
Basically, it's a bed on like a large... Oh my gosh.
It's stocked with food, water.
Basically, it's a massive... Like
chamber. It's safe. A coffin.
It's a safe.
It's just a massive box that your bed slips into and shuts. And you're in a coffin.
It keeps showing the same earthquake footage over and over, this building collapsing.
I mean, that I would rather never walk again.
I knew you were gonna like this.
It's temperature control.
There's a lot of different options. You see, this I like this one. Where you
it's like
slip.
A Mr. Beast video or something. Yeah.
So I like the taco style.
The tacos just crunches you. And there's food and water down there. That's
it. Almost looked like there was a fire extinguisher down there. If I have to use a fire extinguisher in a small box, I mean, at that point, like, it's over.
Yeah.
If the fire gets in the box,
it's just guaranteed to accidentally trip some point and just scare you half to death.
Surely there's like an emergency call. Like, there's a way for you to contact people in there. Surely.
I feel like, there's so many flaws. I don't know nothing about earthquakes, but I feel like, for one, let's say there is an actual earthquake and you do actually go down in it. I mean, people are just going to think you're rubble. No one knows about an earthquake bed. No one's like, it's probably an earthquake bed. Let's go ahead and open that up. You're just going to be like in a soundproof barrier.
All right. I've never been in an earthquake place. Do earthquakes, it seems very rare that earthquakes just crush a building like that, right?
I think it's rare, but it does happen.
Right.
I mean, like...
Has it ever happened? I mean, has it happened more than once in California in the last, like, 50 years?
Yeah, I think it's always happening in, like, Chile or something. Or right. Like Haiti.
The one during the World Series. Do you guys remember that?
No. There's a bad one in Cali? Earthquakes are... Have you ever experienced an earthquake?
In Oklahoma, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Oklahoma. I don't know if this is controversial to say, but I think it's obvious with the...
Fracking.
All of the fracking and oil drilling, earthquakes began happening.
Oh, it's up like 13,000% since fracking started.
I mean,
it's
it really never happened. And then when I was probably 17, 18, and then through college, we started experiencing. And I've experienced one or two like sizable, wake up in the middle of the night, everything shaking.
Really?
A couple picture frames fall off the walls.
Really?
Yeah, you're like, oh. I don't like this addition.
I've never had it that serious. I thought we were on like the second floor of an apartment in Stillwater, actually. And it sounded like the garage door was being opened underneath us. And I didn't think much of it. And then I realized, like, wait, we're in an apartment. There's no garage beneath us. So I was like, wait, what was that? And he's like, that was a little like earthquake. I was like, cool.
Yeah. Well, it started with a kind of a cool, like, oh, tiny earthquakes. But I experienced like two I can remember that were like 4 point something.
Okay.
Which is getting up
that's a
there.
Good GPA.
Like, I was near the epicenter and you're like, I did not like that.
My parents.
We all woke
up
in the middle of the night, like, oh my gosh.
My parents were in California during the like 1989 or 88, like huge one.
Yeah, that's the one during the World Series, the Loma.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
They like couldn't find each other for hours and hours because, you know, they didn't have cell phones. And so, they, you know, one was at work, one was at home. They couldn't find each other. They couldn't sleep in their apartment building for like a week because there's like the aftershocks and stuff, and it could just collapse. I guess they had a huge fish tank that just, you know, exploded in their apartment. And like, it sounded pretty terrifying.
Ooh, okay. What? That is terrifying. What? And by that, I mean the fact that your parents owned a fish tank.
Yeah, that was honestly the most surprising part of their story.
Why?
We've never like really had that since. Like, I don't.
Was that been ever discussed more in depth?
I have no idea. We can talk about it with them over Christmas. How about that?
Yeah, let's discuss.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she had an early love for fish and that ruined it.
I'm going to put money. It was my dad.
It needed some fish in there.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever had a fish?
No, not even a little bit.
We had same. Like the, you guys didn't
my
have
sister
the
had like
beta
a little
fish.
Beta fish.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and you put them in the same.
Yeah, you guys didn't have those.
You did that?
Oh well, no, but that's the.
That's
type
not
of fish.
Funny.
That's type
not
of fish.
Funny.
What happened?
You ever you ever had him fight, Derek? Oh, I know Derek did. I'll have to look at him. He's a family man, not a fish guy though.
What happens with beta fish?
So for whatever reason, beta are very territorial. So if you just put two in the same bowl, they just fight to the death.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guaranteed to happen.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Huh.
And so I remember going into like a pet store or something, and they have the beta fish, I think, uniquely locked up because like punk kids will walk in and just be like,
oh, let's toss them in.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they just start ripping each other to shreds.
That seems hard. If I'm a fish and I'm trying to kill another fish, I'm like, we're too slippery and I don't have arms. How in the world
yeah,
does it kill you?
It's a slow process.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not a spectator sport for a reason. It takes a while.
Tell Derek it's not funny, Katie.
It is not funny. It is not funny.
It is horrible. Yeah, it's like a classic punk teenage kid thing to do.
Apparently it's a big YouTube trend to do that.
I remember being with some punk kids who did it, and it was like the same thing where like the fish began, and then immediately we were just like, oh, this isn't entertaining. This is just kind of horrific.
Yeah, got sad pretty quick.
Because it's not like they're like vicious beasts that are just, they just kind of slowly butt heads and you just see like pieces of, it's.
Ew.
Like pieces of their food come out. They're like burping and stuff.
So I remember, I think we were like, this is depressing, and we separated them and we did not make them fight to the death.
And they live happily ever after.
Happily ever after. And one of those, and you know what?
What?
And
you still have
now
it?
We traded one for a Russian fish and everyone wins.
Oh. So did your parents ever end up finding each other?
No, it took years.
Yeah. Hope they show up to Christmas.
Yeah.
We invited them.
Yeah.
That is wild, like not having cell phones and not being able to go back to where you live. Like, how do I ever meet up with my spouse then?
Yeah.
Like, you need to establish, like, pre-cell phone, did every couple have a rendezvous point? It's just
okay,
like, hey.
Did you not have a, like, escape, fire, tornado kind of plan when you were little?
Not necessarily a plan.
Like, it was, like, a point you would meet if, like, something.
Like, in a school? Yes.
But well, not at home?
Well, Jake lived on, like, an acreage of flat lands. Probably, like, just wave.
Yeah.
And we'll see. We did have a little, like, if this happens, we're going to meet at that tree or something.
Yeah. Oh.
It's crazy I mean, I'm already there a little bit, but it's like, can you think back to our, like my mom would be like, go out and ride your bike, be here for dinner.
Right.
She had no way to cut. Like that's, with having a child on the way or something, you think there's no, never again exists. Like we'll just run around and hope that you're fine.
Yeah.
I don't even let you do that.
It's true. Like I'm checking your location. I'll be somewhere for too long. She's like, I see your location. What are you doing there?
There's Kansas Quick Trip again.
Yeah. What in the world? That's the kids who've had a phone their whole lives. They can't even fathom.
That's what weird. A freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty freaky.
Anyway, last thing on the earthquake bed. I think what's going to happen if anyone ever does bring this to production is it's supposed to like sense vibration and just close you up. I think there's a lot of things that could happen that aren't an earthquake. It is, you could be in the middle of something. Who knows what? Maybe the bed shakes a little bit.
Maybe.
Boom. You're just closed up.
Wow.
Just secured in this earthquake bed and no one knows you're in there. And I don't know if there's a way to get out.
Yeah. Well, I think we see the population is decreasing in California. So maybe that's part of the issue.
lock you in a little chamber.
They're just all stuck in the beds.
Yeah, they're all in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, quarantining.
Well, it's probably like the tornado, like you have at your parents' house, the like tornado bunker where you get.
Well, that thing's pretty cool. It's got a little bit of space. I remember when we first put that in.
It's kind of scary.
I was like in middle school. I'd hang out down there.
Oh, it's kind of scary.
You've been down there, right?
Yeah.
I was like, you gotta see this. If you're in the tornado country, you've been in one of the little fraidy holes. Kind of cool. It's a whole room down there.
And right, they have it. It's like registered with the city. So that's what I'm saying. There surely there's a way you like register your earthquake bed with the city, so they know to come check you.
Yeah.
Could take days, but that's why you got the water in there.
Oh man.
I don't know, the bathroom situation is.
Yeah. What is what? How do you do that in the tornado shelter?
You don't want to know. I don't know. We've never been in that scenario. I guess, yeah, you just all get to know each other.
Yeah. How big is it? Like, could you have like a ping pong table down there?
No.
Dang.
Mm-mm. I'm sure those exist. It's like 8x8, maybe.
Pretty small. Pretty intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Got some canned goods.
I'm sure. Some little water.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Wi-Fi is working.
Yeah.
And you guys know I lost all my money on crypto. Just kidding. That's not funny.
Not funny.
Very little. Very funny. Little. Now here it's coming. All these celebrities who you're familiar with the Bored Ape NFT. Katie, are you?
No.
Well, if you aren't in NFTs, Bored Ape is just like photos of apes. Like animated apes that were like among the most valuable NFTs. I don't know why, but it was very popular. It was like this way people would vote them. So Jimmy Fallon, Bieber, Serena Williams, among celebrities being sued for promoting the Bored Ape NFTs.
Oh,
yeah.
People are just claiming like, yeah, Serena, she's actually incredibly intelligent when it comes to NFTs. She knew all along. She was misguiding us. They're not going to win this lawsuit.
Yeah, I don't really know how that works. But anyway, the price of Bored Ape NFTs got up to more than $400,000 like a piece for one of these. And now there's some that are worth as little as $85,000. So,
I mean, why would you ever buy that?
Well, and now it sounds dumb. And I know. I can't sell the three that I have. I don't have one of these. I don't.
Oh,
I never got an NFT, actually. I bought like maybe a $10 one.
Yeah.
About a couple?
I bought a few like NBA Top Shots.
Okay.
NFTs.
Just hold them, baby. Hold them.
Oh, you bet. I'm going to give them to my grandkids.
Kevin Hart, Snoop Dogg. These people are all involved. Madonna, which anyone taking investment advice from Madonna, if you've seen her recently, you should sue yourself.
I can't
Have
even
imagine.
You seen
Madonna recently, Katie?
No.
Pull up a photo of Madonna, please. I can't believe Katie hasn't seen this. What were you saying?
Just the idea of like suing someone. Like this is what happened with Fyre Festival. People were upset at Kylie Jenner. That's because like influencer marketing was like in its infancy. People were like, I think the influencer should be held responsible. It's like, no, it's just a one-off short 30-day contract or whatever. Like you can't sue Serena Williams for this decentralized, unregulated, you know, state-of-the-art like piece of technology. That.
And you're allowed, I mean, unfortunately, you're allowed to just promote really stupid stuff. And that's not, it's
right.
Not your fault for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck with the lawsuit.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she kind of did the whole thing.
She has no eyebrows?
Oh, damn.
Should I show this?
It's a family show. Should I show this?
Two braces?
You see, yeah, she's completely morphed her face up. Seen Zac Efron?
We talked about him on the pod.
Oh, man.
He has aged himself.
We did.
Very badly.
But they're, I guess they're getting sued, but I don't know. There was a federal judge dismissed a case earlier this month, something similar, saying there's an expectation for investors to act reasonably before basing their bets on, basically an influencer's thoughts. So
it's like, yeah, she has a good serve. Maybe she knows a lot about non-fungible tokens.
Yeah, if you board the ape, if you bought the ape, I never bought the, literally or figuratively, the photos of apes. So that aged well for me.
Good.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I caught an R in your literally just now. So good job.
That's not. Literally, Katie, tell us what's the baby update? It's always the highlight.
We are.
What's your update?
What do you mean?
With your part of it.
My part of it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I sometimes don't sleep, but overall, I make Trey now give me a foot rub most nights.
Whoa.
So doing pretty well.
I get the earthquake bed rocking. No, it doesn't. She...
No, it doesn't.
She's got...
It does not.
Well, then that's a part of another... I don't think this is the full argument, but a point of attention where I think a good massage works out kinks, right? So you have to take a little pain with that, like if you want it to be effective.
Get the knot
so
out.
She's like, my feet hurt. I think I just need... If I could just help, that's my biggest deal. So then I get in there. And then she's like, stop, ow! And she'll want me to do it very lightly, like, that's relaxing.
I'm
like,
well, we need, it needs so to be effective like here. I just want a nice, relaxing.
We need to work out some of this fasciitis or whatever. So.
He has definitely worked it out. It, and I will agree, it did feel better after. Okay, we are on week 29. This is a pretty good one.
We got to guess. This is movie prop?
Guess the 80s, 90s nostalgia. That's 80s,
90s
one.
Nostalgia?
Yeah.
It's the size of E.T.'s head.
Whoa, okay.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Phone home.
80s, 90s nostalgia. It is the size of one of the dogs which inspired the hit song, Who Let the Dogs Out? One of the chihuahuas that the Baha Men owned.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or rented.
I got one.
Okay.
McDonald's Furby toys that you got in the Happy Meal.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Dude, so a little McDonald's, smaller than
are they still doing Happy
Furby.
Meal toys? You don't know, Derek? I figured.
They got
it. Are your kids not Happy Meal age yet?
I think they've taken a step back on the Happy Meal toys.
Those were awesome. Okay, what is it?
It is as big as Mr. Potato Head.
Oh.
What? How big is... Is he quite a large potato?
Or yeah, was he? Mr. Potato Head was like this big.
You were on set?
Mr. Potato Head, the toy.
The toy.
Oh, the toy. Okay.
You guys didn't have the little toy? We had
these. The toy is before Toy Story.
Yeah.
Wow. I just know.
These are a classic.
Yeah, those were.
We had the Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Did you?
Yeah, we need to find them for our son.
Mr. those were, wow. You put their feet on their top of their head.
It was a
riot.
So silly.
That was. However, this is, you'll know exactly what size reference this is. It's as big as the Mad Hatter's teapot from Alice in Wonderland.
Was that a head.
Animate or inanimate object?
Inanimate.
Okay. Are you sure?
No.
Oh, he.
A teapot?
This picture looks inanimate.
Or in Alice in Wonderland, where animals could talk, but there was no, weren't there like talking clocks
you're
and
stuff?
I think
you're thinking of Beauty and the Beast.
That's Beauty and the Beast? The talking clocks?
The clock and
the
teapot.
Candle.
Yeah, and
the teapot. Mm-hmm. Not that one.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Trey just doesn't know any movie ever. Okay, so Alice in Wonderland, at what point does Scar die?
How to spell Mufasa.
Yep. Yeah, but a more relatable one
takes him into the rabbit hole. Okay,
is a head of cauliflower.
Mm.
So, you're getting there, getting pretty big.
Are
you
cauliflower? Is that big?
Cauliflower.
Yeah. Cauliflower.
You ever,
Mr. Potato
you ever
head
seen
size?
Cauliflower in its original form?
I guess not.
I don't think you.
I've never been on.
I don't
set.
Know movies. You don't know vegetables.
That's a big cauliflower.
Yeah, they're all like this big.
Mm-hmm.
The head of it, and then you break it into the pieces.
Good job. Rachel was upset at me recently. I called cauliflower light broccoli.
It's like albino broccoli.
Yeah, like I showed up, and she's like, hey, I made some dinner if you want it. And she's like, do you like the vegetables? And I was like, yeah, the broccoli's actually not bad, mainly because she's covered in salt. And I was like, but the white broccoli is like weird.
The white broccoli?
She's like, the white broccoli? I was like, yeah, do you not notice? I thought she was like questioning me.
Were you
like,
being funny or are you truly?
No, I just thought like, I didn't know what I was being served. I didn't know there were multiple vegetables. I just like, I recognized broccoli. I just assumed the whole plate was broccoli. And I'm like, yeah, but the white broccoli, like, I don't know, something's off. I don't know why you even cooked those.
Yeah.
Clearly it's white.
You should have kept this. This is a relic. How often are they? It's like white alligators. They're very rare. You shouldn't have cooked this.
So you did not grow up eating cauliflower.
No, I did not.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom was still eating pancakes for breakfast.
Cauliflower was my scarring event as a kid for whatever reason. I was forced to, you know, try the cauliflower. I don't want to try it. I remember eating it when I was like, you know, seven or something and just full on.
Yeah.
And I didn't have cauliflower for years, but I've come back around to like white broccoli.
Mine were peas. I remember one of the only times I can remember getting spanked as a kid is because I just refused to eat my peas.
Yeah, you're going to eat these peas.
So my dad took me away from the table. He spanked me. We got back to the table. He's like, all right, getting your peas now? I was like, no.
I don't think that.
Still don't like them.
I don't think that made me like them. But.
Yeah. Now my butt hurts and I don't want to eat peas.
Peas are pretty polarizing, I feel like. Your dad doesn't like peas.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever just had peas? Plain peas.
I love peas.
I think they're fine. I've had them in rice and pot pies, but just a plate of peas.
Frozen peas. You guys get down on that?
That's what. Yeah. I mean.
Anything with salt is great.
I don't think you would salt the frozen peas.
Yeah, we did canned peas growing up, but.
How are you? Are you excited for the baby?
Yes. Katie?
Yeah, Jake, let's hear what you have to say about it. Are you excited about the baby?
I'll be honest. No. And I'll tell you why. Okay. You know, we're on the phone earlier today with our Golf Channel's manager, and he's like, hey, I got these opportunities. We could go here. We could go here. They want to do a spring shoot. You guys want to come to the beach in the spring? And then Trey has to say, well, you know, we got a kid coming in February.
Mm. So.
So. I see. Like, well, does little Thomas like the beach?
I think he does, actually.
We get some sort of, you know, kid-free sunscreen on him? No, I don't care about that. I am excited. I'm excited to see, like, just how much, like, I'm so close with you guys. We work together. We're friends. And, like, I'm about to have a kid, too. I'm going to be over here. I'm going to be wiping its bottom, you know.
I mean, the podcast is going to look a little different. He's just going to be sitting here chilling. I mean.
That'll be, I guess we'll see how we do that. It is going to be wild. It's been real the whole time. It's getting realer, you know, every day. But I think it's, like, been another big step for me because it's, like, it's very close.
You look a little scared.
It's just wild to think about.
Good thing we have Family Man with us. He can coach us through
If he'll come over and help. he can take him if we're tired or
2 a.m. Call me up.
You got it.
He will have his own newborn baby, but no worries. He'll come to ours. It's fine.
Yeah. It's crazy. I guess my sister had one like 2 weeks ago. So she'll send little photos and stuff, and that one's like, it's crazy.
It's pretty cool. You guys have kids such a close proximity.
Yeah, that's cool. Weirdest thought to me is just thinking of like, my mind always goes to like 20 years from now. It's like, I'll be like a full-blown human. Just doing stuff.
We're going to have them, forever. That's the plan. That's
what you signed up for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've joked with Rachel before. I'm like, I'm so ready to have a kid. Once it's 12, like I spent so much time in youth ministry and also at summer camp from 12 to 14 year olds that is my sweet spot. That feels good. But I'm like 0 to 10 or so. Rachel, can you take them? And then I'll take over from like 12 to 18.
See, feeling confident about that phase is good for you. Yeah, I feel good. You were talking about last episode. You saw the people, the kids at the restaurant and you're like, Dad, seriously, Dad, go away.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be the big difference.
I'm sure this won't happen. Your kids will be, but there's potential that because youth group cool guy, this is the coolest guy in town to know. But dad, get away. Were you embarrassed of your father ever?
Not too much publicly. I was like scared of him like giving me a hard time about something and embarrassing me, but not necessarily of his behavior.
Okay. Even at the shows this weekend, you're like, please, Dad, don't. Dad, stop.
I saw that you made him sit like in the back corner. Is that why? Or
I'll tell you what happened is
worried. Like, was he able to get in okay?
So yeah, I texted my dad probably like a week or so ago. I was like, hey, just to confirm, like what night do you guys have tickets? And my dad was like, oh, we don't have tickets. And I was like, well, you know, like everything is sold out. And he's like, well, your mother and I thought that you might know someone who could get us tickets. And I was like, I mean, that's a fair point. We just never talked about it. And so, I just kind of snuck them in. And I mean, these comedy clubs, when they say sold out, it is sold out. Like at theaters, it's sold out. I mean, there's like some solo seats or whatever. But yes, we kind of waited for it to get pretty full. And there was a table off to the side that no one was sitting at. So I was like, okay, I feel pretty good. Why don't you guys go sit there? And then bad move. apparently they had been saving that seat for someone else. Like one of the waiters had been saving that. Then like the club like manager or whatever was talking to me while I'm getting introduced. She's like kind of scolding me like, hey, now it's okay for now, but we did have someone planned. And he's like, Jake, triplet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's fine. I'm so sorry. We can have them move or whatever. I'm about to go before, you know, whatever. and so I think I made a little bit of a boo-boo, but they were able to see the show.
That's good. Yeah, I'm sure there's always someone who doesn't show up or something, but
yeah. So yeah, they were able to see it and it was fun. And my dad's not a big part of my bit, but there is some stuff in there about him. And my dad says he always gets nervous anytime I'm on a podcast or on stage and I talk about my childhood. He's like, that's the only time I get nervous about what you're going to say. Cause I think he's just like, I made some mistakes. I don't want you to talk about them.
Do you, is Rachel cool with everything?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a few things I said. She's like, just so you know, like my grandma's coming tomorrow night. So I was like, okay, no, that is good. That is a good reminder. There is one part specifically. I will take that part out. But
don't ever show her any clips of, I think of that too.
Yeah.
I talk a decent bit about my parents who I think they'll all be good sports. Mm-hmm. Surely.
Talk a decent bit about me, but I don't really have a choice. Do I?
Oh, wow.
Is it even, what offends you? What's the closest to offending you?
Probably the bit about the red velvet cake and then me having dyed hair.
Oh, yeah, I do. It's a little it's natural hair. And I know that's probably because you probably fight that. People are like, do you dye it? And you're proud to say, no, I don't.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
But unfortunately, that gets a big laugh.
It does.
I was wondering, staying in.
It's kind of a similar thing. In the last set, the last tour, you had a joke about like swiping or something like that. You said like, and I met my wife on Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. And that would always get a big laugh, but also not true.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't know if you guys ever.
Yeah, that one feels less in it. I've always thought of the hair. I try because initially I tried it like, not to give too much away, but you know, the bit is just something like, Katie, we had this actual disagreement once about red velvet cake where I was like, oh, I love red velvet. And she's like, that's just chocolate cake with red food coloring. So like, ew, no, we're not getting that. And my first stroke was like, well, the purse you want is just a regular purse with
like a certain label on it.
Louis Vuitton on it. So how about we don't do that? You know, it would get like a chuckle. But then yeah. I went, well, you're just a white girl with like hair coloring on it. So, and I still went with you. Big like reaction to that.
It is.
So
much
I
have funnier.
To, I tried that one night
it is
and
much
now
funnier.
It's in. And just if you came to the show or going to the show, she has beautiful, natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could get up after you and kind of close out the night. Hey, we just got a few notes tonight.
That would be helpful, actually. Yeah, just a few things. Like everything that Trey said tonight was a truth or an exaggeration of the truth. So a few things to... Now, when Trey jokes that his dad hit him, you get the joke, right? He wasn't illegally beating him.
Was it like
he
a strike?
He spanked him like many of you were. It's a hyperbolic way to make it funny. That would be helpful, actually.
Like, what was that show they used to do? Like, it was PTI Around the Horn, one of those shows. At the very end of the show, they would have like a stat checker come in and just tell them everything they got wrong.
Yeah.
And I just come in at the end and like, just a few things. Now, this one was true. This one was a little exaggerated, though.
Because you'd say most of your stuff is pretty true.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Have you ever had anyone suggest it wasn't? That really made you mad?
I don't think so. Has that happened to you?
Yes. Some of Katie's people have done this to me.
Oh, really?
Bless their hearts. It was fine. A couple times it made me very annoyed because I think just Katie is so, if you know Katie, she's very sweet and soft-spoken. And I joke with her how like I might be the only person in the world and maybe her family to like see the real Katie because she can be not soft-spoken, and, which is usually my fault. But like it's in there. And so I've like part of the bits are like, you know, how we fought or how like she'll get after me and vice versa. And I've had a couple be like, yeah, that bit was funny because like I've known Katie a long time. And I was like, he's just saying that for the joke. That's not Katie.
Oh, wow.
And I remember just my blood boiling. Like, it's my wife. You think.
That is kind
of just a weird thing to do to a person to be like, I know her too, and it's your wife, but I know her better, maybe.
And when it's about this like art form that you put so much time and thought into, it's like you're already criticizing this thing that's going well, which is already like rubs me the wrong way. And then two, you're calling me a liar that you know my wife better than I do.
That there is.
It's
one,
a
two,
double
three.
Gut punch. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's but it is bad. All it is all pretty true, which is fun.
The one thing Rachel said after, because so for everyone listening, I'd been doing this probably like 10-minute bit about Rachel for months now and hadn't told her. I told her that there was some stuff about her, but I didn't want to tell her what the jokes were until she heard it in person. She got to hear it for the first time. And there is a part in there that's not necessarily about hers, but just it's the punchline is a bra size. You know, that's like the punchline. And so that was something where Rachel was like, I didn't expect that. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know. I was like, it gets a great laugh. And
no, what's funny is I noticed you changed the size.
Yes, because. Because
it was, did you start with like her actual size? Yes. And you're like, let's just not, it doesn't need to be exact. Yeah.
Exactly. So I didn't know that though, because that's why Rachel got a little embarrassed. She was like, my parents were there. And I was like, well, I don't actually know your bra size. I don't think any guy knows.
Well, you nailed it.
Yeah. She's like, well, it is. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
I'll change it.
Saying so numbers funny. And letters. And so,
I also love, I don't know if this too deals. I love that when you changed it, you made them a little bigger, which is, it was a win-win. It's not your actual size, and it was a flattering improvement.
Thank you for noticing all that. That's so funny.
I noticed that this weekend. I was like, he bumped it up a cup. I wonder what that was about.
Kept her the same size around.
I bet
around,
that was
though.
Some kind of conversation.
That's a smart move. Smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was either like, okay, you're actually saying it, just say a different size, or she was like, you're kind of downgrading me a little bit. So why don't we...
No, apparently I was nailing it right off the bat. And she was like, well, that's kind of weird. Like, what if my mom knows my bra size and knows that you know my bra size? I was like, I don't think anyone... I don't know. I didn't even think of that. I didn't
that's
know
crazy.
I had it. And so
I would imagine most men... Don't tell us what it is, Derek, but do you know your wife's bra size?
Not at all.
Yeah.
No.
I was...
Many of the guys don't know.
I was pretty sure. I was like, I don't think they would know.
Yeah.
That's actually hilarious. Yeah. Everyone's wife knows their guy's shoe size, what boxer size he is, what shirt. 9 out of 10 guys couldn't. I mean, she needs a bra. I don't have a
zero clue.
There's like a numbers and letters. And
what about the other clothes, though?
I was about to say, even that, I don't have that real dialed in.
That's why I've had to ask you a couple times. I've got it. I think I've got it.
Like trying to buy Rachel like Christmas gifts right now. So I don't want to just like ask her necessarily, but it's like, I don't know what size she would wear in leggings. I don't know what size she would wear in like joggers or like a crop top. It's like, obviously that's supposed to be shorter, but I don't know. She's a tall girl. Yeah, I don't know anything.
It is tough because women's clothes are a little, the shapes are a little more versatile than guys. I mean, guys, it's just like, they're all shirts that come down to here and that, It's hard. Even for us, it's hard. Different size in every brand, honestly.
And then now you're a whole different shape now.
I'm a completely different like a shape.
Mrs. Potato Head shape. On the inside.
Yeah. Pretty similar to that. So.
Oh, yeah. That's funny you noticed that I switched that.
Yeah,
switched
that's great.
The measurement there.
Well,
yeah. Fun times.
Very fun. Okay, let's get to a segment or two to wrap it up. Let's try this. Katie, toss me your phone. We're going to play What's on Katie's Phone.
Ooh,
the last
fun.
Time we did this segment, we had not announced the pregnancy yet, and we had to
cut
this out. But I was like, oh, right off the bat, we have something hilarious. What in the world is this? Belly oil?
I was like, yeah, let's talk about that.
And we all kind of got quiet, and Katie's like, stop. I was like, oh, and I didn't put it together at all. Okay, this is great, because... Oh, did you all see that viral tweet going around? There's like some girl is like, I steal my boyfriend's phone and like Google all my favorite things. So then he gets fed ads for what I want.
No way.
Brilliant.
And that's literally how it would work. Let's look at these. Let's see what ads she gets fed.
Good idea.
I mean, it's out of control. Ads they feed me are spot on. I buy a lot of them.
Oh,
Tush baby. You ever heard of this? It looks like some weird oversized fanny pack you like set the baby in.
Oh, it's like on your hip?
Yeah.
I've seen that before, but I've never like looked at it.
Tush baby without any kind of visual context is very hard to know what that company's about.
Yeah.
Why BPA free doesn't mean safe.
Mm-hmm.
BPA free doesn't always mean what's implied. This is a topic that comes up a lot. BPA or bisphenol A is one chemical in a family of chemicals. There could still be BPS or BPF. A two MV.
Yep, I follow a lot of those accounts.
Katie loves her health safety. Oh, here's a bedtime routine to feeding a kid.
Getting prepped, you know.
Yeah, you really are. Good for you. I need to get my algorithm going.
Yeah.
Holiday party by Enneagram.
Ooh. Should we do it for the Christmas party?
Oh, how fun. Well, Katie's a 9. You're going to be waiting patiently for your turn to talk, and that turn never comes. You're a loser.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah. Boom,
wow, boom roasted.
Wow.
Jake's a 7. You're going to be jumping around from group to group. Life at the party.
That's way better
than
Katie's.
Way cooler than Katie.
Wow.
Derek, what are you?
No clue.
No clue.
Give me one.
Derek's
34D.
Derek's a 34D. A 3 and 4 combined. He's the head of the committee, but he also will find that person and go deep with them. And I, Enneagram 8. That's me. I can't conceptualize the importance of this. I'd rather get back to work or shut the party down. What a weird, am I like a Hallmark businessman? This person either works at the party or he straight up parties the night away.
Sounds.
Enneagrams, I feel like everyone's phasing out a little, aren't we?
I mean, I'm sure if you're a 9, you're probably phasing out of the Enneagram content. That's not very fun.
And then that was, I just saw a woman just literally feed a toddler.
Oh, well, my algorithm is
It was in slow-mo.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Was it for an ad featuring stretchy adjustable straps?
It's a nursing bra.
It's one of those
like a Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl type.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. It's for speed. I don't know. Maybe babies need to be fed like that quickly.
You're on an airplane. Crying.
There's nursing bras. You have to have it so that otherwise, you're going to sit there and take your whole bra off?
Yeah, just slip an arm out.
Well, again, we've determined we don't know how they even work or what size they're at.
Yeah, I never really thought about it, but I didn't think.
I think it's
special.
Like Bluetooth. You can app, and it.
That's exactly yeah. Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Technology.
So wait, what's it called? A feeding bra?
Like a nursing bra? Yeah.
A trough bra.
A feeding trough.
Yeah.
A dinner time bra.
Yeah.
So it's another the type of bra supporters. That you can buy, different sizes, because you know, I mean, it gets very confusing. You're probably bigger when you're needing that, you know.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, glad I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Are you gonna store?
Am I gonna store?
Yeah. She's gonna store them in a bra, Derek. Don't be weird.
Store them.
We had a whole freezer full of extras.
Yes.
That we never used.
Bras?
You never used. Yeah, they froze the bras.
Does it feel good?
Actually, that probably is pretty smart, I've heard.
What are you guys talking about? Yeah.
Translation, please. Translation.
The extra milk that the baby does not eat, you store it in the freezer.
Oh, store is a verb here. I thought it was like, are you going to go to the store?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. I heard.
Yeah, I've heard you can sell it for like pretty.
Or you can donate it.
You can donate it. We donated some.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Enneagram 8, he wants to get back to work. Yeah, he wants to make money.
He's like,
how do we make a small business here?
I'm just like an actual cow, just like selling the milk.
Get back to milking.
Yeah. It's dinner time for the baby, and then it's business time for Katie.
Business.
Keep those separate.
Yeah. Left's for business, right's for. Oh, so you store them in the freezer. And some people, they have excess, so you donate them.
Yes.
To like homeless people or?
To babies who need them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. That
I've
was
learned a lot. Oh. That's it, Dale.
We filmed a Mood Swings video last week where the winner got like a free driver. And I was like, Trey, what are you going to do if you win the free driver? And he's like, give it to a homeless person.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny to just give them something that is so non-essential. Like, but it is worth a lot. Can they turn it? Can they pot it off?
Yeah. I lost a bet to a buddy in fantasy football. So you were always talking. So I owe him some money. And so, of course, like I've had buddies write me a check and mail it to me, which is funny. It's just another
trying
step.
To make it
and I've, as you know, I actually have a few chips left from my last blackjack experience.
You
so think I'm going to like certified mail him like $100 chip to this casino in Kansas City. He lives in Chicago. And I'm like, it is $100.
Its value is $100.
It is literally worth $100. So
that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's
reason to
fun.
Come down here. Are you in jeopardy? How are we doing on marathon watch?
Good. I got a couple 5 mile runs in last week.
Sorry. I meant, if you lose fantasy football, you have to run a half marathon.
I am in the, what's called the Toilet Bowl. So the bottom four teams are in a four-man playoff.
Tush
so this
baby bowl.
Upcoming week, I will play another guy. And if I win, I am out of...
You're fine.
I'm done. Or if I lose, I will then go into the quote-unquote championship of the losers.
Wow.
And then I'll need to... So if I have to lose back-to-back weeks for this to happen. And my team's in pretty good shape. Okay. I feel pretty good.
But if not, two bad weeks, and you have to run a half marathon in a backyard.
Yes. My buddy's backyard is pretty decent size, but I quickly mapped it out, and I would have to run about 275 laps in a backyard.
So it's laps. It's not a down and back.
That is.
Yeah, I think that'd be better. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a perfect. It's a. It would.
275 laps.
Yeah, that's
it's like NASCAR.
You would have to like carry a counter. Like I would. I would lose track.
Yeah, you just use the app and run it until it says 13 miles.
Katie's so old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Like, you would need like someone there to keep tally marks of each thing.
13 miles.
I just can see like one of the guys like actually doing that and like giving you a hard time.
It would be sitting fun to click the
last
one. Yeah, that's part of the whole punishment is like all the guys will be in the backyard, you know, chilling, throwing the football.
You just have to run the whole time.
As the guy just runs around you for 3 or 4 hours. That was, 3 hours?
Yeah.
Max.
You are probably in the best shape of anyone in jeopardy of losing, right? Like, you're actually training for this type of thing. So.
The group of guys is not. I know very few in-shape people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still not. You think back to when you played high school sports and you just the amount of running you would do. And now I'd like to think I'm trying to improve it, but I managed to run a mile on the treadmill in like 7.5 minutes, and I was blown away at that progress. And it's like, that's so far from where I've ever been.
Yeah.
But I don't think I know anyone else right now who can run. Very few people who probably can run that right now.
I'd like for there to be an Olympic Games for men in their 30s.
There should.
Men in their 30s who don't have a gym membership or something. Like, there's got to be enough stipulations where we could compete in it.
Yeah, be several. We, in quarantine, we got bored enough where we went and did like a track workout, and that's what it was. Just a group of guys who are pretty out of shape, and we got competitive and like, let's see who can win in like a 200 meter race. Mm. And you just, I mean, like, we had two guys puking. It's like,
yeah. You know, so
if you feel like you want to get in shape, just go simply run sprint 3 times. And watch yourself feel like you're going into cardiac arrest.
Rachel and I raced one time, and we did an 800 meter, and it was the worst I felt in like 2 or 3 years, probably. It was cold out. I mean,
how fast did you time it at all?
No, thankfully. But it was just like she was beating me, so I had to sprint at the end, and I did beat her barely. But I mean, sprinting like that when you've already been going at a pretty good pace, it was awful. I don't like pushing myself like that. Not anymore.
I don't like pushing myself.
No way.
Quote it. Great. Well. I think this episode, love you guys. Just a heads up. I think we only have after this one episode left
of this year.
We'll take off. There's a Wednesday in between the holidays. We're going to take off. Half of you will not listen to that anyway because you're doing your thing, which you should be. Enjoy it. We'll be back. Thanks, y'all. Subscribe. See you next week. Much love. Direct opinion.